Drop the puck by Messier. Messier tried to move out, lost control of it. Finally gets some follow-up help from Smith. Knocked down into the zone. And Adams was cutting for the net, but he was being tied up there by Boston. Penalty coming up against the Edmonton Oilers. A delayed call as the Jets get Chevrier out of the net. It's dumped in. But before they can get the extra man over the boards, it's touched by the Oilers. With 13:57 remaining in the second, the Jets go to the power play.
Once upon a time this winter, three cars had trouble with hesitation from gas line freeze-up. And in cold, damp weather, stalling. Oh, my. Not to mention rough idling. Goodness me. Then along came specially formulated Esso No Trouble Gasoline for winter. Aren't happy endings fun?
Craig Adams takes an elbowing penalty at 6:03 in the offensive zone. Here he is. It's on Boschman from behind after Boschman had already got rid of the puck. And that's a bad penalty to take, especially when your team is trailing 4-2.
Well, Glenn Sather saw his Oilers jump in front 2-0 in the first period, and it appeared as though they were in total control. And a rather strange bounce and a strange goal. Tonight at Winnipeg, and they scored three times in 54 seconds. And then got a power play goal by Randy Carlisle for their 4-2 lead. Here's Ellett with a shot, knocked down by Huddy. Ellett at the side of the net. McBean picks it up. McBean still controlling for Winnipeg. Gives it to Duncan. Duncan for McBean. It was deflected. Comes back to the point. Carlisle. Behind the goal for Howarchuk. He centered it. Nobody there. And it's fired out by the Edmonton Oilers. Another.